This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Ona Judge, a runaway slave who evaded George Washington himself, lived most of her life on New Hampshire's seacoast after gaining her freedom. NHPR's Hannah McCarthy spent some time with the women who are working to keep Judge's story and the history of the Black community in Portsmouth alive.
Ona Judge isn't a household name, but in 18th century Portsmouth, she was infamous. She was a slave of Martha Washington's, the First Lady's personal handmaid. So when Judge escaped from Philadelphia one May night, it didn't take long for word to reach her masters. The president's slave had been spotted in New Hampshire. Ona Judge gave a couple of interviews and left some correspondences behind, but there's a lot of conjecture in her story. Historian Erica Dunbar spent years researching the runaway for her book Never Caught. She says that Judge's decision provides insight into her conviction.
When she made the decision to flee to New England, she gave up the knowledge that she would ever see her family again. That was a huge thing to let go of as a 22-year-old woman. And what she traded that in for was a life of uncertainty.
New Hampshire was a strategic choice, but it wasn't Judge's choice. Once she decided to flee, she put her life in the hands of a well-connected free Black community. They would have known that Boston and New York were out of the question for a slave from the most prominent household in the country. But Portsmouth was small and easily accessible. Judge could take a ship straight from Philadelphia. And the port city had abolitionist leanings and a large free Black community. There, Judge could be protected.
We can find in correspondence that she lodged or stayed with free Blacks who helped her find employment, who helped her, gave her a roof over her head, and allowed her to try and put together a life for herself in Portsmouth.
That life wasn't easy. Judge was a fugitive slave. Local newspapers ran daily ads for runaways, and bounty hunters were always on the lookout. That, and the president himself, was searching for her. She spent most of her self-emancipation looking over her shoulder. She did domestic work for white families in Portsmouth and eked out a living. It was in stark contrast to the life that she would have lived in Martha Washington's company, according to Jerrianne Bogus, director of the Black Heritage Trail in Portsmouth.
She would rather die a free woman than live in the laps of luxury. And that's the other thing. It's the president's house. She didn't leave, you know, Mr. Who knows what in who knows where. She left the house of the presidency, the prestige of that.
Driving around the city one cold February morning, Bogus imagines the Portsmouth of 200 years ago. Pulling up to the Strawberry Bank Museum, Bogus gestures to the frozen, gravelly ground. Buried a few feet below us is the original dock, where Judge would have disembarked after a five-day journey from Philly. From there, she would have been secretly welcomed into Portsmouth's Black community.
They had slave auctions, actually, right on dock sometimes. So it's part of this uncovering of the Black history here.
We drive past buildings that were once the homes of free Blacks and onto the massive John Langdon House. Langdon was governor when Judge lived in Portsmouth, and he's often credited with warning her of Washington's hot pursuit. But Bogus has another idea.
You just can't imagine that he would run out to find Ona wherever she is to say, hey, they're coming for you. You know, it's more than likely that, you know, the servants are hearing this and say, well, we've got to go and warn Ona that, hey, he's in town. You better keep a low profile.
At the end of the day, standing by the African Burial Ground Memorial, Bogus says that stories like Judge's are a window into an unseen Portsmouth history.
Mostly what I do is really connect the history to what's going on now and how this information really changes how we see New Hampshire, how we see New England, how we see America, you know?
Valerie Cunningham, the founder of the Black Heritage Trail and author of Black Portsmouth, explains that their goal is to incorporate the Black perspective into the history of Portsmouth.
It's also not true to say that there is so little documentation of the Black past. The documentation is there. It's just been overlooked because it has not been considered relevant or important. Once you start looking, you find little clues and big clues all around, as they say, hidden in plain sight.
Being hidden in plain sight is a metaphor for Ona Judge's own life, maintaining her anonymity while trying to lead a normal existence. But that life is getting a different treatment in modern Portsmouth. On March 5th, at the Temple Israel Social Hall, the Black Heritage Trail will be hosting an Ona Judge Living History event and talk with author Erica Dunbar. For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.